You're listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche, and I am here with a few people today to talk about an upcoming community cleaning day. But before we get into that, could you please introduce yourself, starting with Ken?
Hi, I'm Ken Ranke. I'm the Director of Threshold Services.
Hi, I'm Joyce Gregory, and just a community member of the Lions Club.
Trevor Brown, I'm the Executive Director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce.
All right, that's Trevor Brown. Let me just figure out, your mic is, well, why don't we move to mic 7? There you go. Sorry for the technical difficulties, people. Apparently we have one mic on the fritz. Trevor, why don't you try to introduce yourself again?
Sure. Trevor Brown, the Executive Director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, awesome. So, could you talk a little bit about this upcoming Community Cleaning Day?
Sure. We always have our annual community cleanup the first Saturday in May. This year it's May 7th, this Saturday, from 8 to 2 p.m. We'll be organizing in the high school parking lot. You can stop by, grab your yellow bags, and pick an area, and get out there and pick up some trash, and leave them on the side of the road. We got volunteers going around to pick up those bags and take them to the dump later in the day. So it's a fun event. We have the Lions Club there doing hot dogs and soda from Odom, and it's always a fun time. It's a chance to get out, clean up Kodiak, put a little spit shine on her for the summer, and then we can all go do our other things that we like to do on the weekend too. So just dedicate a little time and help out the community, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we didn't have to wait for the snow to melt off this year.
Is it usually snowy around this time of year?
We say rain or shine, but the one year, well, 2 years now that I know of in the past 13 that we've had to postpone due to snowstorm. You can't pick it up if you can't find it. So.
Well, in previous years, too, when Wayne Stevens was around, we had to cancel a few times because it was raining sideways and blowing about 50 and 60, and we postponed 2 weekends in a row and didn't finally do it until like the weekend before Crab Festival started, so it was really tight.
It doesn't look like we're going to have that issue this year. Right now, the forecast is really good.
Yeah, the weather has been really amazing. I mean, this is my only second time passing through this time of year here, but it's been really pleasant both times. The weather has been good. What kind of weather does it take to postpone something like this? Does it have to be like pouring?
Yeah, we always say rain or shine, but if it's dangerously blowing, we would probably postpone, but we're all from Kodiak. We're not afraid to get wet.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I've seen people go hiking, Termination Point is great during the rain, but the wind is really what gets in the way, it seems, with a lot of events and a lot of hiking, because you can't go through the, you can go through the rain, you can't go through the wind always.
Well, we'd love to try and figure out how to increase participation, because sunny days, people sometimes find other things to do, and I love being out picking up the street and seeing my friends go by in their cars, but but we'd love to see great participation this year because the weather does look like it's going to be really good.
Yeah, the problem with it being too sunny is you see all these boats going by the high school, and you know exactly where they're going, and they're not going to be helping us.
Some other things that we have going on, the borough has their household waste removal. Clean Harbors will be up at the high school parking lot. So if you have old oil, paints, things like that, batteries, you can drop them off for free and get them recycled, keep them out of our landfill, and get them taken care of. Nick's Salvage Yard's accepting residential metals, clean with no oil, free of charge, Saturday, May 7th and Saturday, May 14th. As always, the landfill will be open on May 7th and 14th, accepting 500 pounds of residential waste each of those days. Ken can talk about the recycling, but I wanted to thank Lesnoy. This is, I believe, their fourth or fifth year of sponsoring the event and putting back to the community, helping keep the community clean. So.
And is this the fourth or fifth year of it actually happening, or did it happen?
Oh, no, it's, we got to be, I was trying to look, it's got to be over 30.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So it's, you know, a long partnership with numerous people. I mean, ALPAR, which is Alaskans for Litter Prevention, Lions Club, Threshold Services, Nix Auto, Swab, City Borough, Odom.
And we have those that donate their trucks to do the pickup and stuff, too. So.
Yeah, you got Kodiak Lawn Care, Jay Brandt Construction, State of Alaska, the city.
It's definitely a community sponsor event in many different ways.
Oh, yes. It's excellent volunteer participation. And if I could put an ask out on the air, we still need a few more people to ride in the trucks. We send the truck around with the driver, but we need one person in the truck to jump out and pick up bags along the roadside. And we still need some of those.
What were you saying?
Well, so the there's swampers. All these trucks. Pardon?
Called swampers.
Oh, yeah, they're called swampers. It's not an elegant name, but it's a person that rides in the truck and picks up the bags, because Chamber of Commerce will be handing out yellow bags and people will be picking up the garbage and then just tying it off and sitting it alongside the road. So I need somebody who likes a workout a little bit to go in these trucks and throw the bags into the truck, basically.
You should talk to the gym. They have all kinds of strong individuals who I'm sure would appreciate the workout.
We would love to have somebody who's listening to this. You could call my cell phone number, 539-8280, call Threshold. Call the Chamber of Commerce, tell them that you have someone to be a swamper, and we need a couple more volunteers.
Well, and another one would be maybe if you have to do some community service or whatever, there's an opportunity to get some hours in doing your community service.
All right, so high schoolers, people who are heading off to college, you need to get their community hours in?
Yeah, you want to be a little bit buff because it's physical work. But otherwise, you know, it's a great way to spend a couple hours.
Yeah, definitely. And so how is this different from the Coast Guard's Community Cleaning Day?
The Coast Guard, they do theirs on Earth Day usually. And they, I believe, let the people out early or something to go do it. We supply them the bags, but that's a Coast Guard-wide program that they do it on Earth Day. We don't do it on Earth Day just because it pushes us back another 2 or 3 weeks. So you're looking at snow cover a lot of years. So we've always pushed into May to have that community cleanup.
We have a lot of organizations also that come and they have a specific area that they clean up every single year. You know, like the Lions Club, we clean up between Dead Man's Curve down to the Kodiak Inn. It's a dangerous for little kids and stuff, so we choose to clean up that area. You've got the Audubon Society that cleans up by White Sands.
White Sands to the
And then
dump, yeah.
There's just numerous community organizations that have an own area that they just kind of buy into every year.
Can you sign up for a particular area then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Chamber of Commerce has that organized beautifully. And if you want to get those yellow bags and you show up at the high school parking lot at the actual entrance, and they hang a huge map of the road system up there, and you choose which part of the city you want to pick up, and they highlight it so that someone else isn't sent to the exact same area. So it's great for not having double coverage.
Ken, how long have you been involved in this? How many years?
I don't know.
Countless.
Five or six years, something like that, yes. I mean, I've been arranging the trucks all these years. Also, in my capacity at Threshold, we organize half-price electronics at the high school parking lot. So it's pretty darn convenient. You go bring your old TV that's been collecting dust, and it's half price. It's 25 cents a pound on that day, and we're right adjacent to the community, the cleanup of hazardous waste. So across the parking lot from where they were handing out yellow bags, but you can get your yellow bags, drop off your handfuls of batteries, and drop off your electronics for half price.
And so if you want to volunteer as a garbage collector or in whatever capacity, how do you get in contact with you guys?
Well, you could call that number that I gave you earlier. I'm in charge of arranging the trucks and the swampers, so it's best to get in touch with me, and you can get in touch with me at Threshold also.
What number is
486-6551.
Okay, and is that the number of the business?
Yes, that's Threshold's number.
Okay.
And if we do have people that come in early and pick up bags if they're, you know, don't want to come into town, they live out in Woman's Bay or
Chiniac,
things like, we send bags out to Chiniac and to Bell's Flats, but you know, they can come down to the chamber and pick bags up in advance too. Just stop down. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if you don't want to make the trip into town on Saturday and you want to pick a bunch of bags up early.
So for those with back issues or other constraints of physical nature, are there any? Do you provide any tools or something like those staffs that collect garbage?
We don't. I mean, I know some people use them, but yeah, we don't. We don't have any of those picker things or anything like that.
It would be a challenge to distribute those and then get them back.
They do seem very useful. You might want to keep a hold of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it gives you a chance for you to go with your neighbors and clean up your block or, you know, your neighborhood and stuff to get it cleaned up.
Or even a small child. Then they're closer to the ground. And
there's lots
of
small children that are out there cleaning up, too. You know, they're with mom and dad, and they're having just as much fun as them. And then, of course, at noon, they can come back to the high school and the Lions Club. We're there serving hot dogs and sodas and stuff until usually around 12:45 or 1 o'clock or so.
All right. That's a great motivator, free lunch. Very
yeah.
Cool.
That's kids come and have one or two.
Two lunches. I believe it. Are there any other benefits for the volunteers besides cleaning their community, clearly?
Oh, that's virtue is its own reward. I mean, really, for me, since I'm involved in this, when I'm driving around afterwards, I get to see these picked up areas. And, you know, we're going to have a mob of tourists coming into town, and they get to see a clean town. And I don't know. I mean,
it gives all of us pride in our community that we live in to see it clean like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when there are visitors from, you know, we just had two cruise ships in, and I was talking to a few of those folks, and, you know, they came from Japan and stuff. And it's nice to have a clean community when you're showing off your community to these people.
And it really is clean around here. I mean, I come from a big city, so I'm used to very dirty streets produced, and the litter's produced by thousands of people. So Kodiak is very clean.
Yeah, and one of the things with the lack of snow cover this winter, we've actually had quite a few groups come and take advantage of our bounty bag program. We pay $4 for per bag picked up to nonprofit groups and things like that. And I know track and field and a number of other sports organizations, school organizations have come and done that over the last couple months. So this winter, we've kind of kept it fairly clean.
Yeah, Kayla, if you kind of been here on one of our snowy winters, the snow melts off, and it's quite unclean. But it has been more conducive to picking up. I saw the track team was out picking up, and so it's better than it normally is this time of year. But don't let that limit your participation out there in Radio Land. Please help us pick everything up, you know, and get it beautiful.
Just makes it easier.
Well, and unfortunately, we don't pay the $4 per bag during community cleanup time. You know, we're asking people to come out and clean up their own community with that.
Yeah, we contract with groups outside of the community cleanup to do that if anybody's interested. later in the year. We try to do it kind of year-round as a way to keep areas cleaned up. We do our litter patrol program in the summer, and that's if you have a kid between 14 and 17 and they're looking for a job this summer, we'll be advertising for that pretty soon. They'll be starting mid-June and go through early August. So they're out on the roads keeping it clean in the summer, and then in the fall we usually contract with some nonprofit Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, things like that to do road pickups.
And so this has been going on for 30 years. Have all of you been involved for very long, with not even as organizers but as community members?
I've probably been involved almost since inception.
Have you noticed any, like, the change of participation, the ups and downs?
Oh, yeah. It just seems like lately it's been less than when. But we've done different things to try and encourage people to do things. I mean, I remember we gave away a bicycle to kids, you know, quite a number of years ago and stuff. But trying to find incentives to kind of get more people out there is difficult.
Have you noticed any association with how much climate change has been in the media? So some years it's in the media more. Sometimes there are specific events which cause the climate to be in the media. Have you noticed any kind of connection between participation and things in the media?
No, I don't think so.
Or current events?
I haven't.
Oh, that's what we need, though. We need to have something media worthwhile,
related.
Yeah, to show up and increase participation. I mean, maybe if we could show participation in other places. I've been in Anchorage this time of year, and I don't even know how they can tackle that up there.
Well, I see on TV that Anchorage is actually a week-long cleanup, you know, and it started on May 1st and ends on May 7th and stuff. So it's a week-long up there, but they've got a much larger territory to cover than we do.
When we have good participation, we can really clean this place up. I mean, we're not that big, and so I'm looking forward to it.
And you don't have to commit to the 8 to 2. I mean, you just come and pick a bag up or two or three bags and go, you know, pick a block or two and pick it up. It's however much you want to do. I mean, some do all day, but others just do, you know, close to their house, do a couple blocks around the house and call it good. And
we also have people picking up bags that whenever they go out hiking, you know, to Termination Point or whatever, they'll take their bags with them and hopefully bring whatever trash they find on the way, you know, when they're out doing something on Sunday afternoon or whatever.
Yeah, I just gave 20 bags to a group that's going to go clean up Roslyn Beach. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we get that a lot. People see an area and come in and get some people and just go do it. So,
has there ever been, like, adopt a beach programs available?
Adopt the highway, but I don't know about a beach.
I'm just giving you ideas. I think you should do that.
Yeah.
So, for the Chamber of Commerce, it's going to be very busy for you guys this month.
No, it's a busy couple months. We had Comfish at the beginning of April and community cleanup, and now Crab Festival coming up in a couple weeks. So
looking back at Comfish, how did you feel it went?
Comfish went very well this year. We had had a full trade show venue. We also had both U.S. senators in town, the lieutenant governor, Commissioner Sam Cotton, economist Gunnar Knapp. I mean, big draws and large crowds for our Comfish. So, and a good community service. I know the senators got out in the community and met with numerous groups and things, so we really got good feedback.
And so what's the preparation for Crab Fest? What's that going to look like?
We have a lot of booths this year. We already have, I think, 10 more than we had last year, and they're still trickling in. I hope everybody knows that Golden Wheel Amusements is coming back. We're going to have a carnival this year. So there's that. They're supposed to be bringing a couple bounce house things, so we'll have kind of a mixture. If you liked what was there last year, we're going to have a couple of those for the small kids this year. and then whatever else, you know, their normal bunch of rides that they bring. So
yeah, and so you've been involved in this for how many years in Crabfest?
On and off, I guess 13. This is 13 or 14, I don't know. Something like 13, I think.
How long you been with the chamber?
Well, I took a hiatus. I came on 13 years ago as the accountant, then I left a couple of years and did managed another office for a while, and then I went back for economic development, and now I've been director for 6 years. So pretty involved for 13 years. And I think I missed one Crab Fest when I was off, but... Well, I was at Crab Fest, but...
You were spending your money there, right?
The only one I didn't have to work at.
And have you noticed a change in participation or size in Crab Fest over those years?
It comes and goes. I mean, if you look at the booth, you know, high is around 65 booths, lows around 50. So last year was pretty low, but then they, you know... People take a year off and then come back, and it fluctuates, but it's always 50 to 60 booths, and, you know, it's weather dependent.
Right. Yeah, well, there's nice sunny days, and everybody's sunburned, and they run out of ice cream bars.
No.
Well, and it's nice to see that it's no longer in the mall parking area and stuff. It's all moved out towards the spit and stuff, and so there's a little more parking and stuff, so you're not so crowded and...
Joyce is going way back.
Oh.
We're pushing up towards 60 years of Crab Festival now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of years behind us. And, you know, it's a good event. It's another one of those community things that, you know, every community should have a social fair.
That's right. And who doesn't love a parade?
Or a carnival as is.
Well, and the one that I remember the most, and I'll never forget it, the theme was the most fun you can have in the rain, and the temperature all through the whole thing was in the 70s and 80s. You know, and it's like, why don't we have this theme every year?
I think I remember it being kind of rainy last year.
Well, yeah. There's always some rain, or actually not always, but usually.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah, usually we figure... Two rain days.
Right.
So. It was rainy, but I remember having, like, one ice cream per day, like one of those hand-dipped ice creams. They're just so good. I think I went back for those way too many times. The weather can't stop me.
Well, that's true. And really, I mean, people go down there for lunch and drop somebody off, and they run in there in their rain gear and get in line. Rain doesn't stop us in Kodiak, especially for... Community cleanup, right?
That's right.
That's right.
We dress warmly when we're out there at 8 o'clock in the morning handing out bags and stuff. We've got gloves on and such, so.
Yeah. And so are there any other events on the horizon that we should be aware of that are cleaning-oriented?
Well, not really, but I might put in a plug for recycling. Threshold... We're going to have our truck for community cleanup day down in the parking lot, but that's only going to be for electronics. But Threshold will be open its normal hours on that day, so you can recycle all your other household recycling stuff at Threshold.
Yeah, and Chamber's perspective, Threshold has been a huge asset to this community. The amount of waste that's kept out of the dump and, you know, there's the recycling side of it, which is obviously good for everybody, whether you're, you know, conservation-minded or not. It's just a good thing. But the money side of it, too, I mean, the amount that it's kept out of the dump has allowed us to use that dump longer. So we've kind of postponed some of these expansions and stuff over the years.
Yeah, it's actually a huge savings to the community, but the community doesn't feel it out of their pockets, you know. It's actually a kind of a behind the scenes thing, and yes, saving the landfill forever would be wonderful, because it's actually, we have one of the most expensive landfills that you could have. And the other thing, if you don't mind, Threshold is supports people with disabilities. So we have a lot of employees who wouldn't otherwise be employable, and that's our purpose of being. And the more that you recycle, the better off they are. So, anyway.
Well, they take pride in what they do too. You know, I know quite a few of them, and they're excited about having that job.
Yeah, actually, Threshold is, it's kind of family-like, really. I mean, I'm trying to be this tough boss, but it's really family-like. So there's that added to the recycling.
What is the training like?
Well, it depends on the abilities of the person. We tailor to the person. So there's a lot of things available because we're doing recycling.
Now, I will mention that we do have green recycling bags, but we don't. If you want to do that on Saturday, you just request it. The reason we stopped doing it was because a lot of it was unusable, because garbage that's on the side of the road is dirty, water soaked, things like that, and Ken can't use it. But if you feel the need to recycle, we've always kind of gone at about, you know, recycling is great, but if it's unusable and it, you know, our main concern with community cleanup day is getting it off the sides of the roads and getting it cleaned up. Now, it's unfortunate some of that has to go in the garbage and it should, or in the dump, and it should have been recycled to begin with, but unfortunately it wasn't. But if you want to do that, we do have some green bags. You'll need to sort it, make sure that it's clean. So if you find clean cans or whatever, you can throw them in there and then take them to Ken over at Thresholds.
Yeah, aluminum cans are the least likely to be unrecyclable along the side of the road. And plus, aluminum is a big boon to Threshold recycling. The more the better. I would say never ever throw an aluminum can in the landfill. And if you want to come by Threshold, I would be happy to map out for anyone the reason that that's true. And we give tours all the time. You don't have to be a special group. You call up 486-6551 and ask for a tour, and we will arrange it.
Yeah, why are aluminum cans so useful here?
Well, they're more useful everywhere. They're just more valuable, and they don't deteriorate so much. And one of the reasons they're more valuable, and we're going to get kind of deep into recycling here, but it's because it costs so much to make an aluminum can from raw earth materials. And it costs, by comparison, next to nothing to turn it back into the next thing, which is most likely an aluminum can. So it's really, it's the thing that probably helps the most on the earth to recycle metals.
Okay. And so for those listening who are just very anxious to get involved, now that they've heard what this involves and its effects, how do they get involved? Who can they call?
Well, they can call us at the Chamber of Commerce, 486-5557, or they can show up on Saturday. We'll be there from 8 to 2 at the high school parking lot. Other times, if you want to talk about recycling, Ken just gave you his number.
Why don't you give that number again?
It's 486-6551.
All right.
And, yeah, just showing up is fine for the cleanup day. We would love to see you there.
Yep. And bring your oils, batteries. The borough is doing their hazardous waste, too. Right. So.
And lunch at noon by the Lions Club.
All right, great. So you've been listening to Talk of the Rock. We've been talking about the upcoming cleanup day, which is what day again, you guys?
May 7th, this Saturday.
Coming up this Saturday. And you can find the more information on the CAMXT.org website, KMXD website, which is kmxd.org. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure.